is the Shama Space and Tech Briefing for Saturday, June 27, 2026. The Trump administration partially rolled back its Anthropic ban, allowing Mythos 5 back to more than 100 approved U.S. companies and agencies. The government will decide which entities can use the model.
OpenAI is limiting GPT 5.6 Sol to Trump-approved customers during a cybersecurity review and says it expects broader availability in the coming weeks. Anthropic also won approval to redeploy Mythos 5 to a small group of cyber defenders and infrastructure providers after earlier restrictions.
Turning now to SpaceX, the company is set to join the NASDAQ 100 on July 7th and is also being added to FTSE Russell U.S. indexes. Reuters says the move is expected to trigger passive buying by index-tracking funds and ETFs.
SpaceX is discussing a U.S. mobile phone partnership with Charter, according to Reuters, as it plans a bigger domestic Starlink mobile push. The talks were reported by Bloomberg News.
A niche chip packaging technology has become a choke point for AI, the New York Times reports. Advanced packaging is increasingly central to getting AI chips built and deployed.
Intel's chip business is showing signs of life after years of struggle, according to the New York Times.
Meanwhile, at NASA, the agency is spending $30 million on a first-of-its-kind mission to boost the nearly 22-year-old Swift Observatory before atmospheric drag pulls it down. NASA says Swift still has unique gamma-ray burst capabilities, and Catalyst Space's Link spacecraft is set to launch the rescue mission on June 30th.
NASA is facing growing challenges as the International Space Station nears its planned retirement.
Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez introduced the House companion to Senator Bernie Sanders' AI Data Center Moratorium Act. The bill would pause new AI data center development pending federal safeguards.
Over at SpaceX, the FTC cleared Elon Musk's proposed acquisition of Mesh Optical Technologies, a startup founded by three former SpaceX engineers. Mesh raised a $50 million Series A in February and develops optical hardware for faster, more energy-efficient data center communications.
The EU Semiconductor Alliance met to discuss CHIPS Act 2.0.
Shifting to NASA, Astrolab and Lunar Outpost are racing to deliver next-generation lunar terrain vehicles by the end of 2027, ahead of Artemis IV's currently scheduled early 2028 crewed landing. NASA wants the rovers deployed about 2 kilometers from landing sites, able to drive crews up to 10 kilometers during missions, and 400 kilometers over their lifetimes.
That's the Shama Space and Tech Briefing for Saturday, June 27, 2026. Sources are in the show notes. This episode is AI-generated. Verify claims against the original sources.